Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
If we're to come anywhere near making our emissions targets by 2030, a very big part of this is the expectation that 30% of our private car fleet will switch to electric cars by then. If this is to happen, of course, is the charging infrastructure in place around the country to charge them is a key question. Well, Brian O'Connell has been trying to get the latest data on our charging infrastructure, and he joins me now. Brian, you began with a simple query, I'm told, for the Department of Transport, and you got a simple answer back, did you?
Well, no. Not quite. I suppose we know, as you said, what the targets are, a massive increase in the number of electric cars on the roads in the coming 7 years. So people are obviously going to need somewhere to charge them, especially on those longer journeys, Cork to Dublin, for example. What I wanted to find out was how many standard charge points have we in the country and in what counties are they in? So that was a fairly simple query.
Simple question. You had a roadblock, though.
And then what I wanted to do was to be able to cross-reference that against the number of EVs, electric vehicles registered in each county. I did hit a roadblock because we know there are a number of different providers of charge points, but there is a unit within the Department of Transport, the Zero Emission Vehicles Ireland. They are now tasked with helping to drive and manage our switch to electric vehicles, but they can't tell me how many chargers we have in each county at the moment. They were able to, Cormac, give me a sort of a total number of the chargers we have and the breakdown between AC and DC chargers. I'll explain what that is in a couple of minutes. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to knowing on a county by county basis, where are the electric chargers, the car chargers at the moment, I wasn't able to get that information. What the department told me was that they're currently working with local authorities. They're trying to develop a regionalised strategy. And as part of that, they are now conducting a mapping exercise on the number of chargers in Ireland. And that's going to be complete in the coming months. I suppose the argument here would be, unless you know where charge points are around the country exactly, then it's very hard to target areas where they're lacking.
Exactly. If you're in Leitrim, for example, and you want an EV, will you be able to charge it is a key question. Listeners can help here at 51551. How do you fare in terms of your charge points? So in terms of what they could tell you, Brian, the department, how many charge points do we have in the country?
Nationally, we've just over 1,700 publicly accessible chargers. So that's made up of quite a lot. The majority are the 0 to 22 kilowatt chargers. They're the slower type of car chargers. And then about 374 are the faster chargers. Now, if you look at stats of the number of charge points per 100 kilometres in countries across Europe, we're way behind countries like the Netherlands, like Portugal, like Germany. Someone I spoke to, Cormac, who has a lot of insight into where our car charging network should be, is Eamon Stack. He's CEO of the Irish EV Association. It would have about 20,000 members in their Facebook group. So he gave me this assessment initially of the charging infrastructure we have at present.
The most important thing is we charge at home. 90% of the time, for 90% of the purpose, we charge at home. So it's fantastic. We have an ESB network that is the best in the world. It's when we're travelling from Dublin to Cork or Dublin to Belfast, we need to fuel along the way. And there's a serious shortage. We think at the minute there's a 33% shortage. You know, there's about 400 chargers at the moment on the roads, the motorways and the N1 roads. And we definitely at this minute need 400. And then we need 600 in 2 years' time. We need 1,000 2 years later than that.
And then when I went looking for the stats to try and find out how many chargers we have per county, I couldn't get the information. Does that surprise you?
No, I think we're learning as we go here. So fortunately, you know, the government has formed a special office within the Department of Transport, ZEVI, and they are now doing the work that we might have done 5 years ago, but at least we're doing it now. And for those long journeys, of course, we need a fast charger that will charge in 15 or 20 minutes. And that's where the shortage is.
And you can see from the stats I got, I mean, I think the latest figure is something like just over 1,700 chargers. Yeah. But there's a distinction to be made there, isn't there?
That's right. There's the DC fast charging is what you need. And then you've got AC slow charging. And AC slow charging could take you 8 hours to charge. At the minute, we're short 100 on our main routes. Say, for instance, in the Dublin to Cork route, we're short 32 fast chargers. So this is the analysis of the Irish EV Association. On the Dublin to Limerick route, which I travel all the time, there's 19 short. The result of that is people have to queue if they get to a fast charger. And unfortunately, charging is 6 times slower than putting in petrol, and your queue could be for 30 minutes. That's absolutely and totally unacceptable for me with the four children in the back of the car. It's impossible.
Impossible indeed. The Eamon Sachs, CEO of the Irish EV Association. So in terms of the European average, Brian, have we any idea how we rank?
Well, we've 34 charge points per 100,000 of the population. The UK, by comparison, has 52. So we're quite a ways behind. Now, the Department of Transport told me they are now developing a very high-powered national charging plan. They expect that to be published over the summer. It has an EU target to deliver a threefold increase in charging power by the end of 2025. That's a threefold increase in the power that's supplied through the public charging networks. It's not a threefold increase in actual charge points. But as you heard, though, Eamon Sachs and the Irish EV Association, they've also done their own analysis of how Ireland compares. And I talked to him a little bit more about this.
There's an EU norm. So what we did is the number of petrol pumps per car, there should be 6 times more chargers per car. And so we have kind of 2 million petrol cars and we have 50,000 electric cars. So the numbers are fairly easy to work out. So that's how we calculated the need of the numbers of charge points at each location.
The other thing I'll ask you about the secondhand EV market, what are we seeing at the moment, Eamon? Are we seeing imports from the UK? Are we seeing that market starting to increase in terms of stock?
We have a problem in Ireland that the UK is dumping a lot of old diesels on the market, and so they're very cheap diesels. So it's very hard to compete with cars that are dumped on the market. But once that clears out, with the sales of EVs, then the second-hand market becomes very, very good. And now the value of a second-hand electric car is much higher than a petrol car, so they're not as cheap as they might be. But that's because they're more valuable machines.
Should we be incentivizing, do you think, petrol station owners to put in EV chargers? I mean, I'm just thinking on a purely business case, where's the benefit to them?
No, well, one is, I mean, let's get the numbers. You know, when you go to a big service station like Junction 14 there on the N7, there's hundreds of cars. So most of them are not fueling. They're in there having coffee and tea and burgers and sandwiches. So there's a lot of business there just having people. So if you have electric cars there for half an hour, they're going to, you know, consume that. But I think the model is England. England has decided to 100% fund getting the power to the petrol stations. So if you want to charge cars, you need the power at the pumps, electrical power. So England has decided to 100% fund it, put in a substation nearby, and therefore it makes it really economical. At the minute, it's not. And, you know, if we want to meet our targets, our CO2 emission targets, we've absolutely have to do this. And of course, economically, it makes huge sense, because if we don't meet our targets, we're going to be fined in 2030. So it'd be a lot better to reduce that fine now by installing the infrastructure.
In terms of the number of EVs in our fleet then, Brian, are we on target in terms of the 30% mm-hmm. target by 2030?
Yeah, it was interesting. I looked at May last month in terms of how many new electric vehicles were registered, 1,725. Now, if you look back to May 22, 743, quite a jump, almost 1,000 extra. So far this year, almost 13,000 new electric cars have been registered. That's up 55% on the same period last year. So certainly you can see the trend is on a steep upward curve there. Definitely, though, Cormac, the secondhand supply is still limited, as Eamon said. I had a look, for example, this morning at one of the most popular car sites here, and I looked at, say, the year 181, just over 1,600 diesel cars for sale. So that's the first half of 181. For the same year, 46 electric vehicles. So you can see a massive discrepancy there in the secondhand stock available. I suppose the hope is, as the new EV car registrations continue to increase month on month, then the secondhand market will eventually catch up.
Okay, you've got them firing on all cylinders here, Brian, and text to 51551. My EV charging fob will not work with chargers or different shopping centres. Why not have my fob working with all, says Daniel in Laois. A listener says, what about the ludicrous scenario of me getting clamped while charging my car? Charging point in metered parking areas doubles the cost. And one more from B, who says, I live beside the beautiful village of Cong in County Mayo. Cong is a tourist hotspot, but there are no public EV chargers. Wouldn't it be wise to target tourist areas to promote EV charger visibility? There's another report for you in the making. Brian O'Connell, thank you very much indeed.
Cheers.